with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM and the Michigan Talk Network and WBRN in Big Rapids. For all those Bulldogs up there, nice job. We're proud of our school up there.
Great season.
Yes, and I mean hockey, football, you name it. But that's where I met my lovely bride, so it'll always be near and dear to my heart. Listen, Conrad, I'm kind of a big corned beef fan. I buy corned beef hash in the can. I mean by the case. And wow. Stock it in my pantry because I love scorching some corned beef and throwing a couple poached eggs on it. But you confided in me that you're not really a big corned beef fan, so I'm going to have to just give you a baptism by fire here with corned beef because
the big day for it, but happy belated St. Patrick's Day, and you know a lot of folks should be kind of jumping on that bandwagon as a change of pace. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and especially because everybody tends to make one or two of them. I made two, and you might have some leftovers, so this is going to help you deal with them and not necessarily have cabbage wrapped around it, because you know a couple days of cabbage is. One too many. The first day, it's always great.
Yeah.
We used to always go down to Quinn and Tui's, and they'd have a big buffet set up, and you're chugging down the beer, so you need something, right?
Where's this at?
Quinn and Tui's. It's on Plainfield.
Okay.
Just in the Crestview area, Creston High School area.
All right.
But so that's always great then, especially after about five or six nice Guinness. But I'd have to say I wasn't real happy with my corned beef this year. I think I just didn't quite leave it in long enough. You know, Russian things. It's brisket.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. It's a flat from a brisket.
Yep.
And that just takes time. So I think people with leftover corned beef hash, especially if yours is like mine where it could tend to use a little bit more time on the heat, here's what you can do. You can cube it up into nice little cubes like the corned beef hash you buy, and then you can cube up some potatoes, fry them up, and then put some onions in there. When you get them just about done, you throw a little bit of that hash in there, a little bit of that corned beef in there, and you let that cook together to finish off. And then just take a measuring cup or something in that big – I use cast iron a lot, right? So take some sort of a little – divot and make some dimples in the top of that thing, crack some eggs and put them on top. Now, whenever you add eggs like that to anything already cooking, you're better off to crack them and put them in a measuring cup or a small cup or something, a little bowl, so you can pour them in and make sure there's no shell there.
Right.
Because that's a buzzkill.
Oh, yeah.
I hate biting a shell. So, and then you throw it in the oven. Don't put a cover on it or anything, or you can put it on the smoker and finish it off with those eggs on top and then set it on the table. And you've got this beautiful presentation that just makes people want to dive into it. You know, my daughter does eggs in purgatory all the time. And that has the same presentation. It's a marinara. And then you've got eggs floating on top and you dip your baguette or whatever bread, Italian bread you've got in there. And
wow.
A little Italian sausage, breakfast sausage, whatever. And that makes for a great breakfast. But then you sort of get like a poached egg.
Well, you know, talking about corned beef, I guess I'm more into the Reubens than I am into actual.
Well, we're going to cover those nicely. So yeah. You do like Reubens.
I love Reubens,
okay,
sure.
Well,
my wife calls them California Reubens when you do them with turkey.
Right. And that's cool. You know, some people need more turkey. I love a traditional Reuben. I find that a lot of people screw up Reubens. And what they do is they put sopping wet sauerkraut on it, and it makes the bread so soggy you can't keep the sandwich together. And then they also try and make it like 2 inches thick.
Right.
And you can't pick it up.
Yeah.
So, but a grilled Reuben, yeah, we're going to cover that in segment three, although we do have Chef Andy bumping in on that. Something else I found, I did not make this, but it's called a creamy Reuben dip. Oh, this is for you.
Well, this sounds
good.
This
is for you.
I'm perked up over here, sure.
A couple packages of cream cheese, 4 cups of shredded Swiss. So you're going to have to buy a block of Swiss cheese and shred it because you can't find Swiss cheese shredded in most places. And then about 14 ounces of sauerkraut. Now, you want to rinse it and drain it very well. And here's the key is, you know, you don't want this stuff sloppy. And then about a pound and a half of corned beef. And then you're going to chop it up real fine. And then a half cup of Thousand Island dressing. And then some nice rye bread. You can cut it into strips and toast it if you want. Whatever, however you like dipping. But this is a dip. So you want that rye bread to be, I'm going to say, firm enough to handle the dip. And you, if you don't like rye bread, hey, don't use rye bread. Get yourself whatever nice little chewy rolls from like the Schnitz bakery
little,
or
little sourdough,
wherever you,
something
wherever you like
that.
To go. Yeah. But it's the taste of the Reuben itself that I think people, the combination, whoever came up with it, of Thousand Island sauerkraut, Swiss, and corned beef.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So do you make your own corned beef sandwiches? Or your wife does?
My wife does. You know, my wife is really not into sauerkraut. I don't know what it is. I was raised, you know, my dad, you know, good German family.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we had that. That was like a staple, like potatoes practically, you know, in our household growing up. So
speaking of potatoes and Germans, German potato salad?
Yeah.
Was that a regular
the hot potato
place?
Salad?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, it was a big deal.
That is fantastic.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that is some crazy good stuff. And I'd have to say the Germans do have some dishes that are pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially the charcuterie, their sausages and stuff. Listen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Jethro FM, Michigan Talk Network. And of course, you might be listening to the podcast on your phone. Thank you for that. If you don't have us on your phone every week, go to your podcast app and just hit the search and put in the Grilling Guys. Our logo will pop up. You click get or like or whatever your app asks for. We'll send it to your phone for free every week. Thousands of people every week are downloading our podcast.
That's
it
amazing.
It's growing exponentially. And I think it's wonderful because if you think about it, how many people can say, well, gee, every Saturday at 9 a.m., I'm going to be sitting in my chair listening to a radio. We just don't live that way anymore.
Well, we are driving down the road listening, that kind of thing. You know, you're busy and all that stuff, but... you know, the great thing about Jethro is the fact that it's grown from just Grand Rapids. Now we're in Kalamazoo and Allegan and all these other areas.
Yeah,
now
I forget about Kalamazoo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, actually, we actually had a issue. We're working on our tower down there. They say it was the ice storm, but I believe it was Canadian geese that flew into
sabotage.
Yeah, the actual antenna. So they're working on it there. But
anti-country geese.
We don't care how you're listening. We're just glad that you are because it's really going kind of crazy. Yep.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, if you haven't listened to Jethro during the week, I would tell you that it's. This is not a typical country station. It's not. And I mean that in the best of ways. You're going to get some old rock and you're going to get some cool stuff in there. It's like memory lane for me. But thanks for joining us. We're going to come back and we're going to be talking with Chef Andy, who's on our board of directors. And we're going to see what that bright young lad has for us.
Yum. We'll be back with more of the Grilling Guys.